and that we have come to worship King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus our Savior. We come as families and individuals. And so, Holy Spirit, who is among us and who lives in us, speak now, speak for we're listening, speak a word of hope for us, a word of peace, a word of joy, and a word of love. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength, you are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. And tonight is Christmas Eve, and it's here. All the weeks of Advent, we're here. All the weeks of waiting and anticipating, it's here. Thanks be to God, we have lived to see it. My sermon title today is, Have You Ever Wondered Why Shepherds? Have you ever wondered why the shepherds? Announcements are big things in our lives. There are many things in life we announce, from a new job to having children. The more significant the announcement, it's the more important it is to think through who gets notified first. For example, I read this in the New Yorker magazine some time ago, realistic birth announcements. One of them read, Dan and Amy are so pleased to announce the birth of their daughter, Emily, whom Amy would like you to know measures 20 inches long and weighs in at 8 pounds, and whom Dan describes as a baby size. Another announcement said, Jack and Nikki welcome little Nathaniel into their family late Friday evening. Nathaniel has his grandfather's eyes, but hopefully none of his racism. Another announcement. Some I can't read. I get a little bit risque. Another announcement said, after a difficult 48 hours of labor, I am now the proud mama of little Jeremiah. If anyone has seen my husband, Dave, please tell him that I am sorry, but I can never take back all those screaming noises I made. Read another one. Says, I'm so proud to announce that early this morning, Jada gave birth to a healthy little boy. And we know that every new parent thinks this, but we honestly believe that he would have been cuter. And the last one, on September 8, my wife brought a baby, Jax, into the world. I love him more than I have ever loved anything, but if you subbed him out with another baby from the nursery, I honestly would not notice. Announcements. Tonight, we are going to talk about another kind of birth announcement. We are so familiar with the Christmas story, we have lost its shock factor. We see shepherd figurines in stores and front lawns. We sing about them. Our children dress like them. We are confronted by the image of shepherds a hundred times during each December. But do you reflect on why they are in the story? The story of Jesus' birth is short, and it includes a small cast of characters. Anyone involved plays a big role. On one level, the shepherds hear an announcement, find the baby, and then they go back to work. As far as we know, it didn't change their lives. They didn't become disciples, and there is no record of them spreading the news beyond those present with Mary and Joseph. If that's the case, why are the shepherds in the story? Friends, in the first century, shepherds were generally scorned as shiftless, dishonest people who grazed their flocks on others' land. They weren't the pleasant hallmark faces we used to see this year, this time of year. We have sentimentalized them so on our Christmas card, and the art that they look like reminds us of these gentle folks waiting to go to the homecoming celebration. No picture is farther from reality. Notice to whom the angels first go to share their good news. Notice whom the angels tell. They tell the shepherds. Isn't that strange? I want the angels to do something widescreen and high definition. I want them shouting from the mountaintops and parading the streets of Jerusalem, shouting, "Wake up and hear this." The angels should have gone to the temple to tell the religious leaders what God was doing. This is big news, you see. They should have gone to the governor and let him know that something awesome was happening in Bethlehem. They should have gone to Herod. After all, he was the current king of Judea. They should have told him that God was doing a great thing in Bethlehem and that the King of Kings had been born. But the angel, instead of telling somebody important, announced Messiah's birth to a ragtag bunch of shepherds. God is like that. God doesn't always go to the top of the line. God has a way of telling his message to those who seem most unlikely. So that's not what we would tell them to do. That's not what we want to have done. But that is the way God wanted it, and I wonder why. The story of the shepherds gives us three main truths. Three fundamental truths that we can hold on to today. The three truths that we get from this story gives us great hope about our relationship with God. The first truth is that none of us is too far away from God. No one. Scripture tells us that in the region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping the watch over their flock by night. And then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Understand, shepherds in the first century culture were ceremonially unclean, always unclean, because they lived with the animals, dead animals, manure. They were excluded from temple worship. Although they provided the animals to be used in the temple worship, they were excluded from it. There were rituals they could not do because it would not be acceptable for worship. But this would require them to leave the sheep, which they couldn't do. Yet the angels would appear to the shepherd first, as Luke tells us. Folks who nobody cared about, folks who are not all that important, the angel appeared to them. Number two, all are invited to come and experience God. Those in high places are invited to experience God. Those in lowly places are invited to experience God. Those in the middle are invited to experience God. Those we like and those we don't like are invited to experience God. The angel said to them, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favor." And when the angels began to worship God, God did not say to the angels, "You are not good enough to worship me. You are an outsider. You are the lowest caste. You are not of the right color, size, shape, or social status." God said none of that. Those lowly shepherds were welcome into the presence of God. The shepherds were given an invitation to go and see for themselves. And the invitation is still for us today. Each and every one of us here tonight is invited. We have an open invitation to go see God for ourselves. Open invitation. Number three, Jesus changes everyone who comes. Every one of us who come into his presence will be changed. Scripture says to us, when the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. The angels told the shepherd, and the shepherds were invited in. The Bible says the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So friends, this simple announcement that would first have been told to shepherds, one of the lowest work level in the first century would be the shepherds. Yet God would choose to tell them. You see, therefore there is hope for those of us who seem far away from God. If you feel that way, or maybe you feel that way about other people or people in your life, there is hope. There is hope because no one is too far away from God.
Amen.
No one. Not one of us. Not me. Not you. You see, sometimes we believe because if we say we hate God and we keep saying we don't like God, that God is going to run. There's a play used to be on Broadway, and it's called "Your Arms Are Too Short to Box with God." Our arms are too short to box with God. You may chase me away. You may say, "I don't want to see the pastor." You don't show up to see the pastor. I wish you'll show up to see me. I think I'm pretty adorable at times. And if I get on your nerve at other times, then you don't have to really see me. But God does not, our little words can chase God away. You see, when we try to chase God away, we're just saying that for other people to hear, not for God. Because you know why? Tonight reminds us that God would wrap himself up into the body of a child to come for us. Nothing can stop him from loving us. You can't. I can't. No one is too far that God will not reach down and find us. The psalmist says, "Where shall I go from your presence? Where shall I hide from your spirit? If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and go to the utmost part of the earth, even there will you find me. For you have made me and you have formed me. You knew me before I was in my mother's womb. Marvelous and wonderful are your works. And this I know so well. That is from Psalm 136. There is nothing we could do to have God change his mind about us. And friends, tonight, all are invited. If you've had a hard year, I've had a hard year. I've had some ups and downs, things I haven't told the congregation. I lost 3 members of my extended family. That doesn't mean that one stopped believing in God. It happens to other people. I lost an aunt, an uncle, and a cousin. But God is still God. Because there are many of them who are alive. And so am I. And so tonight, all are invited into the presence of God. That's what the birth of baby Jesus reminds us of. God would be a baby so that we can feel invited. And when we meet God, when we finally surrender to the call of God, we will be changed. We will be changed by the touch of Jesus Christ. Songwriter says, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that fills my soul. Something happened. And now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Friends, you may think that we're a little bit crazy, we Christians. And yes, we are. Scripture says we are a peculiar people because we believe. But you too, if you don't believe, are invited into the presence of God Almighty. Christmas Eve reminds us of that. Christ is born to save, and Christ is born today. And if you don't feel like you need saving, trust me, we all need saving from something, and a lot of us need saving from ourselves. So tonight, there's hope for us. What a hope we have tonight. Christ is born to save us. Amen.
Amen.